90 years ago this week, it was the end of the road for the Norwich trams, and hundreds of people lined the streets, singing, cheering, waving, and ringing bells as they trundled by, never to return. The heated and often fierce debate on whether to continue with trams or opt for buses to provide a public transport system around the city had been debated for some time, and eventually the polling stations opened on January the 10th, 1933. At the end, it was announced that the motor omnibus would now be replacing the trams. They had served their purpose, and it was time to move on. Around 500 people gathered in the Orford Place at 11 p.m. on December the 10th, 1935, as the last tram made its final journey along Newmarket Road to Eton, and then returned to the tram shed on Silver Road. Tickets to Rye were in short supply, so many people wanted the opportunity to board the tram, and one of the passengers was the former mayor, sheriff, and famous local businessman Charles Watling. The journey had a special meaning for Charles, who had been the first man on the tram in the city back in 1900. As the tram made its way along St. Stephen's, people packed the pavements, shouting, applauding, and singing, and residents stood by their gates along Newmarket Road to witness the occasion, and the passengers waved back. There were people in cars and on bikes following the trams, and the most popular song of the night was Auld Lang Syne. The driver was George Hill, who had served the company for more than 30 years, and the conductor was young Bernard Fisher. The oldest driver and the youngest conductor became stars of the night and were asked to sign many autographs. The tram drivers had little protection from the weather, and back in 1985, his daughter Millie said, "Dad used to get so cold driving the trams that it wasn't unusual for him to come home with icicles on his moustache." Then in 1958, Richard Page, a former tram driver who later drove buses, said, "I much preferred driving a tram to a bus because on the trams you didn't have to get out of people's way, they got out of yours." Muriel Rowe told me many years ago how she lived over a shop in St. Stephen's until she was four, and she could still remember standing at the window and waving at the tram passengers, who would wave back. "With slightly longer arms, we could have touched hands," she said. It was Whiffler on the Eastern Evening News who summed up that final tram day all those years ago. "Like many other people, I travelled for the sake of Auld Lang Syne, on the last tram that covered the last route to be abandoned. It was over a track more familiar to me than any other. Its rough points, its smooth stretches, were all as well known to me as the official stopping place. In recent times, I had inwardly grumbled at the rattling and bumping and screeching which a tramcar ride through St. Stephen's Street on a particular time often occasioned. But last night I was prepared to excuse almost any discomfort short of accident to life or limb. The vehicle I rode in seemed like an old friend, and parting with old friends is never a thing to be lightly regarded," said Whiffler. It had been a huge project making way for the trams in Norwich, which involved pulling down buildings, widening roads, and laying miles of tracks for vehicles, which first ran in the summer of 1900. It was a public transport system which changed the face of the city, but also changed lives. The book, The Day of Norwich Trams, Transforming Streets, Transforming Lives, by Francis and Michael Holmes of Norwich Heritage Projects, was published in 2021. It costs £12.50 and is available from City Books Norwich and online. In 1902, the trams started running in Great Yarmouth, eventually reaching Caister to the north and Gorston to the south. The following year, trams arrived in Lowestoft, There was talk of linking up the Yarmouth and Lowestoft systems, but they came to nothing. Just before the First World War, an Italian circus master was given permission to board a tram in Lowestoft with his performing bear. They were told to go upstairs, and when they did, all the passengers fled downstairs. A few years later, a circus promoter asked if a baby elephant could travel from Pakefield to the town centre. The tramway manager agreed, the tram floor was strengthened, and the elephant was carried for the normal fare of 2 pence. The last tram ran in Lowestoft on May the 8th, 1931. It had lasted for almost 28 years and carried an estimated 80 million passengers, including the bear and an elephant. The full tram service opened in Yarmouth on the 20th of June, 1902. The final journey was on December the 14th, 1933. To mark the occasion, fog detonators exploded on the track, and the chairman of the Transport Committee made a closing speech in which he said, had Shakespeare been present, he might have declaimed, farewell, old tram, no more can you be mended. Go rest in peace, your useful life has ended.